Martine, yesterday I called you the homecoming king, coming back here to Atlanta. I know you've been back a couple of times since you left after 2012, but seeing the hugs, the handshakes from former teammates, security guys here, the grounds crew, everybody. Tell me what it was about the 7 years here in Atlanta that were so special for you.
Well, I mean, that was the team just gave me the opportunity to play in the big league, so it's going to be always special because they saw something on me that nobody else did. I'm just a person just enjoying myself on a daily basis, no matter where I am and where I'm playing. And they're still special for me because they believe that I could contribute something to baseball. And always I'll be appreciated for that. Now that I'm in the other side, just I still enjoying. You know, I feel good with my new teammates and my new team, so that's all that matters right now.
We watch you from the other side a lot over the years. One of the stories I heard about you, and I want to ask you if this is true, is growing up in Venezuela, you didn't really dream of being a Major League Baseball player. You went to college to be an engineer. How'd you get to the big leagues from there?
Well, I played my whole life since I was real young. But my mom always, she always said that I got to go to school first before sports. So I went to school. I graduated from high school real, like, almost 16 years old. So I was into the study more than baseball. But got to the point that I was getting better. And I went to school. I was playing for my college. And we got a game in Caracas against another one of the biggest colleges back home. And hit a double. And I homered that day, and for some reason there was a couple of scouts there, and they saw me, and I knew one of the scouts and said, like, hey, you want to play baseball? And I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to play baseball. I don't think I'm talented enough to play this game. So they agree. They gave me, like, 3 months to prepare myself for a tryout, Yeah, I worked out for 3 months, and I did pretty good at the tryout, and they signed me.
And now here you are in your 10th Major League season. You're a Marlin for the first time here in 2015. Give me your early impressions of this team in the clubhouse, off the field, and on the field. How's the adjustment going for you moving over here?
Well, I mean, I knew a couple of guys that I play against. But now that I've been getting, I got traded twice, I know what it takes. The first time I got traded was a little difficult for me to adapt myself to a new team and get to know everybody. But when you move like a couple times now, you know what it takes to fit in right away and not feel yourself in the spot that you kind of lose yourself in the middle of a lot of new people. I just come to the field and do my job. Preparing myself and letting everybody know that I'm coming every day ready to play.
Obviously, the first week of this season hasn't gone the way everybody hoped, the way everybody expected. What's the mood of this ball club right now after the 1-6 start?
I think everybody just positive, quiet. If you're trying to describe this team, it's the team that I bet you that when we get hot and we start winning, we're going to be the same. So that's pretty much what you're looking for. A team just keep the same pace no matter how good you're doing or how bad you're doing and not feel like you got to panic and trying to do more and more, just trying to swim, against the current. So we're just going with the flow and just hoping that everything just turns around. Just do the same thing we've been doing since the beginning of spring training, and things that will turn around for us.
That's Marlins third baseman Martin Prado. Going to have a little bit more with Martin Prado tomorrow's game on Marlins on Deck. Kyle, back to you.